Okay, welcome to Government Oversight and Accountability. Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Ring?
Here.
Senator Sipplin?
Here.
Senator Bitiquisto? Senator Bogdanoff? Senator Dean?
Here.
Senator Fasano? Senator Flores?
Here.
Senator Garcia? Senator Latvala? Senator Margolis? Senator Mofford?
Here.
Senator Norman?
Here.
Senator Wise?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. To the committee, don't yell at me about this meeting. Trust me, I look at my calendar and saw the same thing you did. We didn't request this, I assure you. But it should be quick. I'm going to start with Senate Bill 636, Senator Simmons, repeal of obsolete insurance provisions. Dan Peterson, his aide, will be presenting it. I can call roll on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Senator Simmons sends his greetings to you and the members of the committee and his regrets at being unable to be here this morning to attend to some other matters. Not sure what those are, actually, but anyway, yeah. He appreciates your indulgence in allowing me to present here this morning. Senate Bill 636 is really a very simple technical bill that we're doing to assist some of the House members in cleaning up some of the obsolete language in Florida statutes. And this particular bill really deals with six sections. One of the sections refers to the transfer of funds to the Citizens Property Insurance Corporation in regard to the Insurance Capital Buildup Incentive Program. Part of this bill was actually vetoed by then-Senator Crist, and so this language has become obsolete. Some areas of pre-notice for suits brought against the Florida Automobile Joint Underwriting Association are hereby deleted in this, and this is due to the fact that there's a date here that has expired. This required reenactment from the Florida legislature to continue on, and they never reenacted that. The other four parts of this bill all deal with dates that have expired or have passed, and they involve reporting back to the legislature, filing studies, and such things as that. That's the nature of this bill.
Okay. Questions? We have one speaker card, Brian Pitts.
Thank you very much, Brian Pitts. Justice Jesus, you heard the speaker. It says on the card, information, I want to point to you. This is a repeal of bill. Yes, it matches two House bills, but here's the point. Here's the point, which is the purview of this committee. There's somebody that you pay across the street that's supposed to bring this to you in a reviser bill. As you'll notice, here says dates like 2007, 2005, that's passed. It doesn't require your discretion. You usually get that in reviser bills. Now here's the thing. You pay employees in the Office of Legislative Services when they do the statutory revision to do that. Obviously, they missed this back in 2005 and 2007 when it passed. Y'all already have done your revisers bills this session. It wasn't in that. The taxpayers pay those same employees that y'all delegate that to across the street. Why did they miss this? So now here, this sponsor could be doing a more substantive bill. He has to do something that actually y'all pay somebody else to do. I'm just making a statement to you that you need to tell the people across the street in the Office of Legislative Services that do your revisers bills to tighten up and do the job that you pay them for, or you don't need them if y'all gonna do it in committee, like on a bill like this. In other words, they're supposed to be saving you time. That's the whole point. I'm not knocking this bill. I'm saying the sponsor shouldn't even be doing a bill like this when y'all paying employees to do it for you. Unfortunately, as a boss notices, if the employee doesn't do it, he'll do it himself. And I'll say it again, like I said, the rules. If they don't tighten up across the street, you might as well get rid of them because they're not doing what you pay them to do. Thank you very much. Good day.
Okay. Debate. Call roll for Senate Bill 636.
Senator Bitiquisto?
Yes.
Senator Bogdanoff? Senator Dean?
Here.
No, it's a yes, no.
Yes. Senator Deem?
Yes.
Senator Fasano?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Norman?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, show Senate Bill 636 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, this is, what is this SMA? Okay, Senate Memorial 358, Senator Evers, exercise of federal power.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. Senate Memorial urges the United States Congress to honor the provisions of the U.S. Constitution and federal law case law, which limit the scope and exercise of the federal power. This memorial recognizes Florida's sovereignty under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution over all the powers otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government. Additionally, this memorial demands that the federal government cease and desist from issuing mandates that are beyond the scope of those constitutional delegated powers. That's the bill.
Any questions? Brian Pitts.
Thank you very much, Ryan Pitts. Justice Jesus, I support it, but you'll notice some of the language in it, the 10th Amendment. But I want to bring to your attention that when the feds do legislate something from Congress, they expect states to do it. Let's give you an example of what occurs where this moral almost conflicts with. Clean Water Act. Remember, we have a problem with that? And now they're making us do what the Clean Water Act says. Let's go back further than that. Emancipation Proclamation, the slavery issue. They made the states do it. So when you bring out a memorial like this, now the health care bill. Periods of time went through where feds legislated something to assist states. Then when they did not do it, what did they do? They got an iron fist and made states do it. That's what happened with the so-called Obamacare. So again, there is a degree of inherent authority that Congress does have when they allow us to do it on our own, a state. Then when we don't do it, then they make us do it. They do have authority that. So that Supreme Court case that's mentioned doesn't cite the inherent authority that Congress has. When states do not abide by legislation where the states in discretion can do it, then when they do not do it, when Congress requests it, Congress then can make them do it. Now, with that said, I will support the memorial, but understand that it's a balancing act when you're trying to say, well, stop sending us mandates. Stop this. Wait a minute. They can do a lot of things under inherent authority. So you have to understand that. But I support the memorial if they will listen to it. Thank you very much.
Any debate? Okay, call roll for Senate Memorial 358. Unless you want to close.
No. Right.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Sipa.
But does the memorial say inside that federal government violates the laws of the state?
No, it does not.
No.
Okay. Any other debate, questions? Okay, call roll.
Senator Benequisto?
Yes.
Senator Bogdanoff? Senator Deem?
Here and here.
Senator Fasano?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Margolis? Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Norman?
Yes.
Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
And Mr. Chair?
No. So Senate Memorial 358 is reported favorably.
Thank you, members.
Senate Bill 1292, Senator Alexander and his aide, I believe, will be presented. Caitlin, okay.
Good morning. Thank you, members of the committee, Mr. Chair. There's actually a strike all amendment.
All right. There's one late filed amendment, strike all, barcode 596624, files a courtesy by Senator Wise. Late filed amendment requires two-thirds to adopt the motion. Do we need two-thirds here? Oh, okay, so we don't need to do that. Okay. So why don't you explain the strike all amendment.
This amendment would essentially, the bill would set up a multi-year process to complete uniform accounting of public funds. Beginning July 1st, 2012, each state agency, including entities in the legislative and judicial branches, local government, education entity, and entity of higher education, must comply with the chart of accounts currently in existence on January 1st, 2011. School districts must comply with the financial management instructions established by the Department of Education, and the universities must comply with the instructions set out by the Board of Governors. By January 1st, 2014, the CFO has to create more detailed charts of accounts for implementation by all the entities. The charts may have additional agency-specific information. However, it requires uniform reporting for expenditures and revenues. And to the greatest extent possible, two additional levels of specificity on expenditure information should be maintained. The new charts of accounts are applicable for fiscal years beginning on or after July 1st, 2014. Beginning January 1st, 2015, in two-year increments from thereafter, the CFO will update the charts of accounts based on the usefulness of the data resulting. The CFO is required to consult with the legislature prior to the update. This bill finds that the act fulfills an important state interest. And that's
okay. Great. Thank you. We need a motion to adopt amendment. Without objection, so motion adopted. Do you have any questions? Any speaker cards? I don't have on this. This time I'll accept a motion to direct committee staff to draft a committee substitute for Senate Bill 1292. Senator Wise so moves. Without objection, call the motion adopted. Show the motion adopted. Call roll for Senate Bill 1292.
Senator Beniquisto?
Yes.
Senator Bogdanov? Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Fasano?
Yes.
Senator Flores? Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Latvala?
Yes.
Senator Margolis? Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Norman? Senator Norman? Senator Wise?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. So Senate Bill 1292 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Yes. Senator Latvala?
I'd be shown as voting favorably on Senate Bill 636, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So Senator Abala voting favorably on Senate Bill 636. Just quick announcement on we are meeting on Thursday to do the local pension bill, Senate Bill 1128. So that should take up hopefully just a couple more minutes than this did today. With that, Senator Beniquisto moves. We rise. Thank you.